Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. It is Monday, December 5th, 2016, 12 p.m., and I'm live from my studio in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. If you are tuned in, you may also call to share your views on any of my episodes. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. Velocity Athletic Training Radio is now on YouTube, iTunes, and Podomatic. If you are interested in advertising with Velocity Athletic Training Radio, by all means, visit me at www.advertisecast.com/613. Your ad will reach 86,000 plus followers, so it's a great opportunity to showcase your products and your services on the show. And, of course, I would say a few blurbs about your services and your products. All right, I can't believe that Christmas is around the corner, as well as a new year. I mean, 2017 is just around the corner. And as always, with a new year comes New Year's resolutions. So I would love to find out what your resolutions are. So feel free to drop me a line. And if you would like, we may discuss them on any of my episodes. So my contact information, if you want to email me, it's Layla, L-A-Y-L-A, at velocityathletictraining.com. All right, today's episode is part of Touching the Spirit series, The Spiritual Meaning of Colors. Now, I received quite a few emails in regard to last week's episode, Corporate Meditation, where the question came up, what is the meaning of the color that came to me in my meditation? Very good question, and it is a very important question. Let's take a look at color. First of all, color is all around us. It's in our homes, our workplaces, it's outside in nature. We are filled with so many colors every day. When we choose a specific color to use in our environment, it is usually because that color or colors resonate with us. Sometimes we don't understand why. This is the purpose of this episode, for listeners to understand the meaning of colors that do come to you, why you choose certain colors to paint your walls, why you wear certain colors that make you feel happy or peaceful. And what we do know is that certain colors, like I mentioned, are calming, they lift us, they fill us up with a feeling of happiness. Now, on the other side of the token, certain colors can make us feel angry, withdrawn, and or depressed. Either way, colors are underappreciated for the true beauty they do bring into our lives and into our homes and into nature. So what I'd like to do is to begin looking at what each color means and how you can use them to heal your body, mind, and soul. So last week in corporate meditation, the first step I had asked listeners to do is quiet the mind. We started to download the mind, meaning it is void of all thoughts, of all chatter, okay? And usually in that first step, when we do close our eyes and we stop all chatter, all thoughts, black is usually what is present, okay? Black is the absence of color. That's what black is. It represents the unconscious, and it's a very mysterious absence of color, okay? And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It just depends on how you view the void. It's visualization actually can help promote deep meditation. So this is why I say void the mind of all thoughts, all chatter. It's black. There's nothing. It's a void. Okay? Red symbolizes energy, passion, strength, courage, activity. It enhances your creativity. It's at times warm, depending on the shade of red that you choose. It's also security. If you notice during Chinese New Year celebrations, they use a lot of red in their, you know, like say the celebration of the Year of the Dragon. You know, you'll see red everywhere. And it's actually very, very powerful. Indigo is associated with psychic ability. Now, if you are presently a psychic, you really understand what I mean by this color. In healing, indigo is usually used for relaxing the client, and it also promotes your psychic abilities. Okay, so if that color actually comes to you in the meditations that we did last week, that's actually a sign that you are entering that realm of developing your psychic abilities. Purple. I love purple. It's such a healing color. It's also associated with power, both earthly and spiritual. In healing, purple is usually great for healing disorders like depression, mental disorders. And it's also good for becoming one with spirit. Okay? White. White is associated with truth, purity, cleansing, healing, and protection. In the aura, it signifies a high level of attainment. So, you know, when you're meditating, sometimes that white will come through as well. And just from experience in being with Buddhist monks, you know, they say when that comes to you, you're actually ascending higher to a much higher spiritual level. So it's quite interesting when you get up there, when you start to ascend your spirit into that realm. Gold. Gold represents understanding and luck. And it is a very powerful healing color. Now, not too many people can withstand gold because it is so powerful. And again, if we, you know, as I mentioned earlier, when you look at Chinese New Year, let's say this is the spirit, the Year of the Dragon, they will always use red and gold as a symbol of power and purity and luck. Okay, pink. Pink represents unconditional love. When you are a person who is filled with so much love and you just want to share it to the world and you don't expect anything in return, I mean, you're a powerful person. In my eyes, I love you. Okay? It is also the color of friendship. Aura, it signifies balance between the spiritual and the material world. That's quite the achievement if you can find balance between both worlds. Brown. Brown is the color of the earth. And it's a practical color. It's also associated with material success, concentration, and study. And now if you read auras, again, we're going to cover this subject in another episode. It means that you have connected with someone who is so down to earth. Okay, if you pick up someone's aura and you see the color brown, that person is a down-to-earth person. Orange. I love orange. It's a very happy color. It, again, symbolizes the individual's relationship to the external world. And healing orange may increase your immunity and sexual energy. OK, Okay, orange is part of the chakra, so I will be covering that in detail. Yellow symbolizes your intellect. You're creative, you're happy, you have the power of persuasion. So if you're a salesperson, if you're wearing yellow, that's a good thing. Green symbolizes money, luck, prosperity, vitality, and fertility. Green is the color of healing as well. It, in the aura, green signifies balance, peace, and often indicates ability as a healer. Blue is the color of spirituality, intuition, inspiration, and inner peace, lovely feelings to have. It is also associated with sadness and depression. So, you know, if you have a friend that's depressed and they're feeling blue, that's where that comes from, pardon me. It's also a very cooling and calming color. If, again, you read auras, blue indicates serenity, contentment, and spiritual development. Now, these are the basic colors that we see around us. They're the most basic ones. There's thousands of colors. From these colors, you can get the undertones of these colors. So, colors are used in every race. Countries use various colors and symbols in their flags to represent their country. For instance, I'm Canadian. We have red and white, and the symbol on the flag is the maple leaf. So that's a perfect example. American, they've got the stripes and the stars, blue, red, and white. The three major faiths use color to represent holidays and certain beliefs. And if you think you don't utilize these colors, think again. Okay? In Christianity, the colors of Christmas are red, green, white, and gold. During Easter celebrations, the color pink, yellow, blues, greens, purple are utilized. In Islam, green is favored because it was worn by the Prophet Muhammad, and it also symbolizes life and nature. So if you ever see a copy of the Quran and you see that it's a green, most often Qurans are published with a green cover. And it's because it symbolizes life and nature. And again, it was worn by the Prophet Muhammad. Throughout the Middle East, blue is favored as well within mosques. It symbolizes protection. So again, we talked about the color blue and how it's a color of spirituality, intuition, spirit, inspiration, and inner peace. Okay, in Islam, it's a symbol of protection as well. In Judaism, the colors of blue and white are considered Hanukkah colors, as well as the colors of the Jewish flag. In Buddhism, the colors representing love and kindness, peace, and universal compassion are blue, yellow, red, and orange. The chakras in Hinduism, violet, and I did mention the chakras in last week's meditation. Okay, and here are the colors according to each of your chakras and where they're located. So violet is the crown chakra, and it's related to the brain. So if you were doing the meditation, and if you recall, I mentioned visualize your favorite color entering your system from the top of your head, which is the crown chakra. Okay? Indigo, which is the third eye, so basically in layman terms, it's above your eyes, in between your eyes, in the lower head, basically your forehead. Blue is your throat, and the related organs are your throat and your lungs. Green is the heart. So the related organs there are the heart and the breasts. Yellow is the solar plexus. Related organ is the solar plexus, so your whole core area. Orange is the sacral. Related organ, ovaries and the testes, so the lower abdomen. Red is your base, and the related organ is the spine, hips, and legs. Now, in the Native American colors, the most common colors are the medicine wheel, which are red, yellow, black, and white. Now, various sects of the Native Americans replace the black with blue. Okay, it just depends on which tribe or which sect you're in the First Nations family. So, how can you utilize color in your life? There are so many colors. I mean, it's not just the color of the rainbows. There's colors much more deeper and more vibrant. I mean, I love the rainbow. When I say a rainbow, I will stop. It makes me just stop and stare at it. I just love it. The colors that I just discussed are the most common. So, for instance, if you decide to change the color of your walls in your home, a trip to the local paint store will have a much wider variety of colors. And, of course, there's the undertones to choose from as well. You can also choose to dress in your favorite color to lift your spirit. Choose plants and flowers that represent your color that you resonate with. Create a garden around your home with a mirage of colors, pinks, blues, reds, orange. It's beautiful. All right, a few thoughts for you to ponder. Walk in your truth. And what I mean by this is be honest with yourself. Face your demons. Face your lies. Transform your demons to God's light. Transform your lies to truth. Once you achieve honesty within you, no one else can help you with this. It's only you. All right? Then you are able to be honest with others. It is then you will find peace. When you lift your body, mind, and soul to the light, to the truth, you have set yourself free of the imperfections that life can throw at you. And life does throw things at you. And what a wonderful feeling that is when you have actually set yourself free. It is the festive time of the year. Practice giving all year round, not just during the holiday season. I am Layla Smolak, host of Velocity Athletic Training Radio and owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. Thank you for tuning in. You may visit me at www.velocityathletictraining.com. You may contact me at Layla, L-A-Y-L-A, at velocityathletictraining.com. Until Wednesday at noon, have a wonderful day.